You are listening to Concert Blast.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's heart wrapped around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Presents for my baby and me. Merry Christmas, baby. This is all a dream at night.
Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
Boogie woogie Santa Claus. Boogie woogie Santa Claus. This time every Christmas day.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
And what a laugh it would have been if a daddy would have walked proud in
and saw mama kissing Santa Claus last night. Hey.
This is Pat and Corey, and we're from Boston, and we are listening to ConcertBlast.com.
Hi, I'm Ray Hires.
Hi, I'm Susan Hires, and you're
listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Emily from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
G'day, my name is Michael Pirsch. I'm the host of Sitting in a Bar in Adelaide, and that's a rock and roll pod show from Adelaide in Australia. But right now, you're listening to my mates from Nashville, Tom, Brian, and Mike from Concert Blast. No worries.
Hi, this is Polly Podcaster from the DigiVegas Indie Podcast in fabulous, exciting Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm looking at three kings, Mike, Brian, and Tom. What? You're not buying that? Okay, well, how about this? Three kings. This episode is of Christmas songs, and Christmas is the birthday of the King of Kings, right? And the songs are in the rock genre, so we just might hear one from the King of Rock. And you're listening to the King of Music Podcasts, Concert Blast.
Don't you see it's Christmas time in the city? Can't you hear the angels sing a lullaby? Be thankful for the years and wipe away the tears as Christmas is here.
Hi, welcome to Concert Blast. This is Tom Thompson along with
Brian Hasbrook and
Mike Arnold.
Welcome to our Christmas show here.
And you know what? It's amazing how popular our Christmas shows. This is our third one. The people just love it. And what's amazing beyond that is we'll get hits in July.
At times, we will.
Yeah, it won't necessarily have to be in December or January. It's like, it's amazing.
Well, people are preparing way ahead of time, and I was talking with Mike earlier this week, and he said people are already sending in requests.
Yes. So everybody knows that we do our Christmas special every year. I sent out an email to our listeners, to people on our email list. And by the way, if you want to get on our email list, just send us an email. Simply request it to concertblast@gmail.com, and we'll put you on it. You'll get alerts about every show that we have coming out. Sometimes we request certain answers from you, such as your favorite whatever, for our particular shows that we're going to be discussing. But on this Christmas show, I have sent out the question, what is your favorite Christmas song from a rock artist? And I have gotten all kinds of stuff. I also have put this out on our MySpace page under the groups of classic rock. And we have a lot of replies from that as well. So, we're going to get started.
I love this because I didn't have to hardly research a thing. Everybody else was doing it for us.
You made it easy, did you?
Yeah.
That was nice.
Bands that have complete Christmas albums.
Let's hear about it.
Oh, yeah. Leonard Skinner.
Yes.
You guys true. Are? Jethro Tull.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Brian's favorite, by the way.
Right. Bon Jovi.
That's correct. I saw that out there. Bon Jovi's got a Christmas album.
Oh, I got one for you.
Go ahead.
Came out last year. Twisted Sister.
How you like that?
Actually, Slade.
Yeah, Slade.
Yeah. Slade's got some Christmas album.
Isn't that amazing? And they probably sell very well. You never guess it, but it probably does.
But anyway, there's several people who have Christmas albums out, and there's several people who have compilation albums out with different artists of Christmas music on it. And that's what we went through last year, if y'all remember right. And we went through several. Mm-hmm. This year, we're going to let the listening audience pick their songs, and we've got some of our favorites as well. Okay?
That'll work.
So we're going to start off here. Our good buddy from Las Vegas, Nevada, Polly the Podcaster. He's out there with DigiVegas Podcast. He's been a long-time listener to our podcast. And he sent us a request, and he said this right here. My absolute favorite is Silent Night by the Dickies. Have you ever heard of the Dickies do Silent Night?
No.
It's pretty punk.
Let's hear it then, Mike.
Here we go. That's pretty powerful, wasn't it?
Man, I tell you what, kind of surprises me.
But let me finish his email. That was just what he started off with. But he also said, you know what? It's a punk rock Christmas song, but it rocks. Also, he likes Run, Run, Rudolph by Chuck Berry. I do, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
People has done that. I think last year we did Brian Adams doing that.
Yeah.
I think Leonard Skinner even did that. Some more people. What else did he say, Brian?
Well, it's not really a song, but it is a performance by Cheech and Chong, which is Santa and his old lady.
Used to hook them onto the sled, and then used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names like On Donner, On Blissen, On Chewy, On Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man.
And he said, hey, is that rock and roll? Well, you know what? They were on the rock and roll stations.
There you go.
Absolutely. They were being interviewed. They'd travel. They'd have concert-like stage performances.
Yes.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, it's rock and roll, man.
And, of course, a lot of people's favorite, you know, the king of rock, Elvis Presley, Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me.
I like that better when Porky Pig did it.
You just like his voice.
You like Blue Christmas by Elvis?
How can you not like Blue Christmas? Everybody loves that.
And Brian, you like Blue Christmas by Porky Pig, huh?
That's right, man.
You got it. Listen. Wow.
You'll be doing all very right with your great Christmas. Blue Christmas. Oh, baby, I miss you.
What a surprise for you there, Brian.
You like it, don't you?
I was
going
to ask this, can you do both of them, man?
Yeah, we just did both of them. How's that?
Wow.
We had several people. Rick Harlow from Nashville, Tennessee, actually requested Porky Pig, Blue Christmas.
See, he's a pretty sharp guy, man.
So I knew he would agree with you, Brian. I knew you would like that.
We're right on the same level. I don't know what that means exactly. It's kind of scary, really.
Now I know you liked Elvis, and I know you liked Porky, and I know you both liked each other as well. But here's a great surprise that I'm going to get you with, especially you, Tom. Try this one out for size. Tom Kiefer of Cinderella doing Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
You like that, huh?
You pick one out of the hat, and I like that.
Man, yeah. That's good, Mike.
Yeah, well, you know, you were talking about Elvis Presley and the Blue Christmas, and he goes, duh, that's my favorite. I can't believe I forgot to tell you that. He sent me another email later. And he also says, it doesn't get any better than that. I also would like to cast a vote for Dean Martin's White Christmas or Baby It's Cold Outside. But that's not rock and roll at all.
Nope.
Can't wait to hear this one, fellas. Let me know when it's up. Merry Christmas from Polly the Podcaster in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Man, he didn't have hardly anything to say at all, did he?
Yeah, Polly's a good guy, and he's got a great radio voice. I think he used to be in radio. And you know what got him listening to us is the drum intros.
Oh, wow.
He's a drummer. He's an ex-drummer. And when he heard all that, the contest that we were doing with each other, he loved that.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
He was playing that.
Hey,
yeah.
Of course, you know, you can always invite us there and give us a place to stay. You know, we wouldn't mind it.
There you go, Polly.
It's an invitation there for you.
Y'all turn into Digi Vegas Podcast. And he does a lot of interviews, and he plays a lot of pod-safe music. So listen in to Polly the Podcaster. Here's one that you would like, too. Here's another email from Rafaela Braun. I think y'all met this person at Bonnaroo.
Maybe.
We might have. Yeah. There were a few people there.
I understand there were. I don't know if you did or not. I think that's where I remember the name from. Rafaela says, definitely, Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is coming to town. That's what Tom likes, too, isn't it?
You better believe it.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're
forget the big man, Clarence.
Well, that's
major contribution on that song.
Clarence blows that sax. You've been a good boy this year, Clarence. Santa's gonna bring you a new saxophone.
Oh, I love it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's such a great, exciting time that they're going through with this wonderful song, and you can't help but like it.
You know, a lot of people like Don Henley's Please Come Home for Christmas, but Rafaela likes Bon Jovi's Please Come Home for Christmas. So, you know, we have both votes on that.
Well, then we ought to hear both versions, shouldn't we?
Here's a short clip from both of them.
Bells will be ringing. My baby's gone.
Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night.
You know, it's funny how the females like the Bon Jovis, you know?
Yeah, actually, that's right. The male came from Don Henley, and the females came from Bon Jovi.
That's right.
I never thought about that, Tom. That's pretty funny.
I'm sorry about that, Don.
We got a couple of friends here that we met. Brian and I actually met at the Wild Horse Saloon on probably our very first show that we covered there. A little band called The Romantics.
A little band?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have the drummer sent us an email, along with his wife, Chloe, and Brad Elvis, of course.
Oh, Miss Chloe. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Aren't they sweet people, man? Super people. We got along with them. Super nice. They're from Chicago. And they said, here's our favorite, Sparks.
Wow.
Thank God it's not Christmas.
Now, that's going way back. That's going way back.
I haven't heard Sparks in I don't know how
30
long.
Years. It's got to be.
Here's one of your favorites, too, Brian. Not talking about Chloe and Brad Elvis, of course, but also what Joe Nelm said from Donaldson, Tennessee.
Oh.
What did he say, Brian?
He said, Little Drummer Boy by Joan Jett.
Come, they told me, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. A newborn king to see, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. Too late before the king, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. Ra-ba-bum-bum, ra-ba-bum-bum. So to honor him, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum.
I think Brian would listen to anything that Joe she put could out.
Sing, she could sing, you know, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
And you wouldn't care.
The scale.
Like Carmen did for my nine, la 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 la.
Right.
That's what I was saying, man. I wish I could just sing scales. I can't even do that, man.
Wow. Yeah.
But that was pretty nice, huh?
What about Rick Harlow? He's from Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, he's one also that did Don Henley's Please Come Home for Christmas and Blue Christmas by Porky Pig.
Well, yeah. But the biggest thing that I see that stands out is John Lennon's Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, War is Over, our number one request this year by John Lennon.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
Also requested, that was Leanne Boston from Hendersonville, Tennessee. She liked that song too.
Well, I can see why.
Here's a good buddy, Lizzie in New York City. Remember we met Lizzie down in Atlanta, actually Peachtree City, at the Paul Rogers concert?
Yep.
She requested this. I'm throwing in my vote for the Hanukkah song from Adam Sandler.
Oh, wow, that is just too funny.
We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah. Oh, bargain a Hanukkah.
Here's a guy from Toronto. Now, Jeff in Toronto is a future blogger. Now, you get this, guys. He sent me a message, and he said, I was trying to do what y'all are doing.
Really?
In the blogging world. And I started researching out there on the net to see who was doing this. And I came across you guys.
Wow.
He says, and I love what you're doing. I'm going to do it in the blogging side. You guys do it in the podcast side. He says, and we'll
compare notes.
We'll compare notes. Yeah. We'll swap stories. And they're going to do reviews from back when, 20 years ago or so.
That's very cool.
That's going to be cool.
Yes.
Like a concert that they went to, and he's talking about Neil Young to do one of those that was up in Toronto. And he's putting that together. And with pictures from the from that era.
That's got to be pretty difficult to gather all together.
Yes.
Now, Neil Young just recently put out some old recordings from Toronto.
Yeah, he did.
The early 70s.
Yeah. Jeff requested Christmas Song by Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds.
A surprise on the way, and a day and a day. One healthy little giggling, trembling baby boy. The wise men came, three made their way to shower him with love while he lay in the hay. Shower him with love, 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 love was all around.
Man, that's a pretty, they can pick, can't they?
Now, they're definitely excellent musicians, and I mean, it is a beautiful song.
Danny Callis from Hendersonville, Tennessee, requested this, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Christmas Eve, Sarajevo.
Song.
It's got a lot of power to it.
Yes. Yeah,
and I quite honestly, I was telling you guys that I've seen it at hockey games on the Jumbotron, or they call it the Megatron, because these guys are actually coming here.
Yeah.
And, oh my goodness, what a performance these guys put on.
Well, there's just so much quality musicianship. It's beautiful.
Here's another email from New York City. Let's go all the way back to visit Rosie Weinstein.
Go
and
Rosie.
Guess who she's going to request?
Well, there's only one person that she loves more than any other person in the world. Of course, that's John Waite.
Of course. And this one is called All I Want for Christmas.
I don't need a new Cadillac or a new suit of clothes. And make my world a world where love don't get old. 'Cause all I want for Christmas is you.
And I don't think we could get out of Brooklyn without hearing something from John Waite, can
we? We can't even talk about Brooklyn, or Rosie will come haunt us.
Yeah, she would.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Rosie, happy Hanukkah. Chris J. sent us something from London, England.
And Chris J. from London, England, all the way from London, England, he said, I don't really like the gimmicky songs around Christmas, but one thing I do like is Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea.
And he says, if you're not familiar with Chris Rea, check it out on iTunes. It's a good song.
I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. And it's been so long. But I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time. Driving home for Christmas.
Hey, you know what? It's different, but it's still pretty.
And I've heard the name Chris Rea, and
I'm
really not familiar with him, so Chris J. is telling us to listen to Chris Rea.
Well, we have one more email to check, and this is from Kevin in Gallatin, Tennessee, and he says, one of our very favorites, guys, this is David Bowie and Bing Crosby, Peace on Earth and Little Drummer Boy.
They told me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, a newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum.
peace on earth can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day of glory.
See
the day
when
living peace.
Those are several from our emails. We're going to now go to what I put out there on MySpace. Here's some examples I gave them, which we already talked about, was Please Come Home for Christmas and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I love George Thorogood.
How can you not like George Thorogood?
Rock and Roll Christmas.
I want a Chuck Berry record and a picture of Elvis too. A pair of ice skates for my date with Peggy Sue. So I can rock and roll with you. Let's have a rock and roll Christmas, just like we used to know. A rock and roll Christmas that'll meet by the mistletoe. We'll rock around the tree. Go Santa, go, go, go.
This is one I talked about earlier too, Twisted Sister.
Heavy Metal Christmas.
Yeah,
so fun to hear. Well, what about Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers? Christmas what? All over again.
Decorations are all hung by the fire. Everybody's singing. All the bells are ringing out, and it's Christmas all over.
Here's one, it's folk, but it's Joni Mitchell's River. Pretty awesome, they say.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here. It stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Here's one from Gary Hoey, The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
How about Eddie Money?
What does Eddie Money have?
Everybody loves Christmas.
Julian was a rocking horse. Madonna just wants a dolly toss. Little John wants a BB gun. Mama S ain't just too young. Just too young. Everybody loves Christmas. Everybody has fun. The time of the year, that holiday cheer. A good time for everyone. Everybody loves Christmas. Christmas Day. Christmas Day.
Hey, here's another one that's kind of a surprise. 38 Specials, Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle Bell swings and Jingle Bell rings. Snow and you blow in and push us upon. Now the jingle hop has begun. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet.
We can't forget old Tennessee Boy, now, can we?
Actually, no. Charlie Daniels, he does a lot of Christian music, but he's got his own Christmas song, and it's called Christmas Time in Dixie.
When it's Christmas time in Dixie, the family
together around the Christmas tree. When it's Christmas time in Dixie, that's where I want to be.
Here's one of the best guitars out there in the world.
Who's that?
Eric Clapton. And of course the song is Christmas Tears.
Everybody sing Merry Christmas as they watch the starry sky filled with reindeer. Everybody sing Merry Christmas as they watch the starry sky.
Having a Merry Christmas this year. Has this year been good to you guys, Grandpa?
Yeah.
This year is an extraordinary year for Brian and I. We both turned a half a century.
Well,
yes. Now let's make sure that, of course, Tom hasn't.
Whoopee.
Tom never will.
No, Tom will never admit.
He will never admit to it. He won't even wear his glasses in public.
That's right. Only around you guys.
Not even around us.
Often to there. Yeah.
I think I ought to just go with a Grecian formula and forget the whole thing.
There you go.
Doesn't hurt. You know what? Christmas is all about being thankful. And, guys, I just have to let you know just a few things that I have been blessed with from this year. I have another new grandson. It's my first grandson. I had two granddaughters last year, but I have a grandson. And his name is Cameron Thompson. And, you know, it's just one of those things that, yes, you love it that you've got granddaughters, but men love to have that grandson, too. And, you know,
men like raising men.
Right.
Tom, go ahead and mention your granddaughters, too. Don't want to forget about all those.
But, of course, yeah, we don't want to forget my other two granddaughters, Kirsten Lynn Thompson and Savannah Brooke Thompson. Of course, they're beautiful in my eyes, and they're beautiful to all of our family's eyes. And there's nothing greater than, you know, your own children. But when your children start having grandchildren, I mean, it is an amazing blessing, and it literally changes your life. I mean, you want to be there. But one nice thing that's different with your children compared to your grandchildren, you can hand it back to them.
Spoil them rotten and say, here you go, have a nice life.
That's right. Here, change their diaper or, you know, here, you know, I'm giving them back to you. But it is wonderful, and I feel truly blessed with that. Also, just the experience of going to so many shows this year. We did more shows this year than we ever have. Wild Horse has been a blessing to us. Has really been able to bring us several shows here in Nashville, Tennessee, and we thank Mike Davis for that. I mean, that's definitely a blessing there, too. But again, just being thankful for being able to have such great friends as Mike and Brian, and we get along so well, and we've been knowing each other for literally coming up on almost 40 years now.
I'm kind of choking up.
You too, man.
That's right, man.
Give me a tissue.
Can you top that, man?
Yes, I truly feel like, you know, they are part of my family. They've been part of my family for most of my life, and it's definitely a true blessing.
Well, I'm going to jump in here because I agree with Tom 1,000%. I've known Tom since he's about, I believe, 13 or 14, yeah. And I have known Mike since he was 9. So these are lifelong friends, and there's not many of us out there that can say that. I have been truly blessed this year by an addition to my family in that my son, Matthew, and his beautiful wife, Jill, have given me a beautiful granddaughter, Abby, who will be about a half year old around the 22nd of December. After that, everything else just sounds so minor. I'm in good health. I've got all my hair, most of it's turning gray on me.
At least you got it.
You know? Yeah, and you can look on concertblast.com and see the pictures.
That's right.
Wait till I get the Grecian formula and touch it up a tad here, man. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good, and everybody's feeling good, and we're just going to keep pushing and keep moving on.
Well, this year for me, I do not have grandchildren. Thank you, because I don't have any children that are married. So that's good.
Probably a good thing.
Before the horse thing. You know.
But I had another thing in our life this year is that we now have an empty nest for the first time in 24 years because my daughter took off to Bulgaria to be a missionary there in Bulgaria. And my son took off for the Navy to be a Navy diver. They're both gone. It's my wife and I, Sandra and I, are enjoying each other's company once again in the quiet and peace.
That's what I was going to say. It's a lot quieter now, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, and it's a lot easier to clean the house now, I noticed.
You got the cat.
And we do have the cat. Yeah, Montana here does a great job keeping us company and making us laugh from time to time. But Brian and I both turned 50 this year, so that's another milestone in this year. I agree with Tom about the Wild Horse Saloon and Mike Davis really blessing us with all the help that he's given us and just standing behind us and believing in our podcast and our show. Also want to thank all you people out there who are believing in our podcast. I want to add this too, that if anybody wants to help my daughter Michelle, while you can get a tax deduction by helping her out.
Sneaky dink advertisement.
There you go. A little advertisement for Michelle in Bulgaria. It's called Bulgaria Hope. You can send me an email at concertblast@gmail.com, and I will give you all the information if you're interested in helping her out. Is there anything else, guys?
No, I'm good, man.
Don't forget the reason for the season. Christmas is how it's spelled. If you don't believe in Christ, how can you be celebrating Christmas?
I agree 100%, and that's a very good point that I really think people really need to think about what it's all about. It's not about presents, it's about our Lord, and it's very, very important that message gets out.
It's not a happy holiday either, is it, Brian?
Not a happy holiday.
Yeah, when people say, happy holiday.
A holiday is any day I'm not going to work.
That makes it happy, right?
All right. Well, we'll end on that note. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for downloading our show, sending us emails. Thank you for all the replies today and all the requests that you had for this Christmas show.
Hey, guys, also, tell a friend about us. I mean, the word has gotten out so much about Concert Blast, but it starts with you, our fans. You know, help us get that word out, spread the news, and we really appreciate it. I mean, Concert Blast has really taken off, but it's because of you that makes it work.
This is Mike signing off.
And Brian signing off.
And Tom signing off.
Until next time, God bless you all. Goodbye.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.